It's summertime, summertime, some, summertime, 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 some, summertime, 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 some, summertime, 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 summertime.
This is a summertime edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. I'm Joy Cardine. You're listening to the Ideas Network. Summer is in full swing in Wisconsin, and there is no shortage of things to do and places to go during summertime. But where should we start? This hour, travel writer Gary Knowles is here, and he will share his suggestions for some of the best events and activities to check out during summertime in Wisconsin. And as I always do, I will ask you to tell me where to go. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to ideas@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Gary Knowles is the president of the Midwest Travel Journalists Association and author of the Gary's Getaways feature for Journal and Topics newspapers. He's also a consultant to travel businesses. He is the author of the Great Wisconsin Touring Book, 30 Spectacular Auto Tours, and he joins us each season now with suggestions for all of us to have a good time traveling in and around Wisconsin. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning, Joy. Good to see you again, and I've got to say, it's a hot summer ahead, boy, and a good one.
Yeah, lots of stuff going on. Before we get to summertime activities, Gary, I just want to say that it's been a busy spring, too. I have posted a dozen or more photos on my Facebook page, which is linked to the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page, of all the many travels for Tell Joy Where to Go that I did through the spring months. Some of them you suggested, like going to Bob Fest in Spring Green, and I did get to go.
So you got to Bob Fest.
I did get to Bob Fest.
Did you sing?
I did not sing, but I did hear the debut, the premiere of a Bob Dylan poem that a local artist put to music. It was, I guess, a poem that was recently discovered that Bob Dylan wrote about Wisconsin.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, so one of the musicians put that to music, and I got to hear that. So that was
out at the Spring Green General Store,
that's
I believe,
right, that's
wasn't
right.
it?
That's right, it was.
Yeah. You know, they have another fest coming up, and that's over Memorial Day, or over Labor Day. I'm sorry, I'm getting my ends of the season wrong here. But and that's the Beetle Fest. They have their Beetle Fest coming up. So you're on kind of the one end. Now maybe you should put down where to go. Go see the other Beetle Fest and hear some more Beetle music.
Well, I shall do that. It was a fun activity. But this spring too has been a lot of fun. We did bird watching. We went to Door County. We went kayaking. We went hiking. We went biking. We went to Broadfest. We went to, the list goes on and on. So many fun activities. And again, I posted a bunch of those photos on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. You get bonus points and bragging rights if you are able to identify where those photos were taken.
Well, that's great. Yeah. We'll have to go take a look at those and take the quiz.
And many of them were suggestions that you had for me, Gary, so I appreciate that. And listeners also had many suggestions for me, so I do follow through on many of your ideas. So if you have an idea of somewhere to go, something to do, an activity, an event that you recommend, something maybe you enjoy doing, we'd like to hear from you. A summertime activity in Wisconsin. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to ideas@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. So with summertime comes the 4th of July, Gary. In fact, some 4th of July celebrations like Madison's Shake the Lake have already taken place.
Yeah, I think it's the timing of where the 4th falls this year. But it looks to me like we have so many more things going on that are Independence Day, 4th of July related than I can remember in the last few years. And that's good. I mean, there's a lot of fun stuff out there. But I guess if I were going to advise you, not necessarily where to go, but where to invest, I'd say put your money in fireworks. And, if worse comes to worst, it'll take off like a rocket.
Aha,
and if it really gets worse, it'll just blow up on you. But that's awful.
Ouch.
There are fireworks going on all the time. I mean, almost any night of this week, I think, you can stick your head out the window somewhere and see some great fireworks taking place. And, I have part of them on the list that I made up for the Independence Day celebrations, but I would really advise people who are looking for to go out and really enjoy the oohs and ahs to check out travelwisconsin.com, because there is just an incredible list of communities that are doing fireworks with festivals and events, and of course to celebrate the 4th of July.
Yeah, it goes on and on, and it's fun. So a lot of them are with festivals, including, this is not maybe a 4th of July, but it's interesting, on the 4th, getting the lead out in Mineral Point.
Mineral Point always kind of does stuff, to celebrate, but then they do it a little bit differently. So they're calling it Get the Lead Out. Of course, it was a mining region. For people that might not be familiar with the Mineral Point, it was one of the early settlements of Wisconsin. And, of course, it was the lead and zinc miners down there that really built that community. But they have a great fireworks display as well. And some of the good viewing is from High Street, which is their main street, runs up and down a hill. And you can get some great fireworks photos and see a great fireworks display there as well. So definitely worth checking out. And before the fireworks, there's always the artists who will invite you into their studios, and you can kind of see what they're doing.
1-800-642-1234, or send an email to ideas@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page if you have a summertime event or activity that you recommend. And that is Paul Simon. And he will be headlining at Summerfest tonight, of all things, Gary. So Summerfest is underway in Milwaukee.
Yeah, Summerfest is celebrating their 50th anniversary. Hard to believe. I mean, that, you know, how did they get to be 50 years old? But they're as young and as good sounding as ever, I would have to say, and a good event to go check out. And, of course, they're going on to July 4th, I believe it is, or actually maybe it's the 8th, 9th. I think they go actually till the 9th with a day off in between.
Yeah, that's right. They take a day off in the middle of the week. And the music festivals, there probably are way too many to list, but music festivals are huge in the summertime in Wisconsin. Everything from, you know, pop and rock and roll to blues to bluegrass and country and everything in between.
Yeah, there's a lot of them taking place. And the neat thing is, you know, we've got, I was looking at our list, and there are a couple of rock festivals that take place almost on the same day, and they share some of the same bands. They've got some really heavy metal bands. Megadeth, I think, is playing at
my two favorite
of them. Yeah, one of yours, probably on your headphones, right? But there's a bunch of them out there that are really good. Some really great country festivals that are taking place. And, of course, we mentioned the Beatles before. Big Top Chautauqua, which is, you know, it's not a festival, but it's an ongoing music venue up in Bayfield. They've put together a special show this summer, and it's called Big Top Does the Beatles. And so they're doing covers of some of the Beatles stuff, and that's always good. That's on the 9th and 21st of July, and well worth checking that out and going up to Big Top in Bayfield to hear that.
I looked at the Big Top schedule for this summer, because I do want to make a trip up to that neck of the woods sometime over the next couple of months. I almost I wanted to go to Michael Fronte, who is July 7th at Big Top, but I have my class reunion, so I can't go on that particular day. So,
and where is the class reunion going to be?
Appleton.
Ah, okay, of course it is.
Yeah.
And, you know, speaking of music, Appleton has the Mile of Music taking place.
I love
place
the Mile
later
of Music,
summer.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's the
first weekend in August.
I believe it is the 3rd to the 6th of August, is right. And that really has become a really another great music festival in Wisconsin. And definitely well worth checking out. They had something like, I think I saw 200 artists coming from 27 states and three countries, and they're going to be playing all over the place. You can't hear them all.
No, it's really a wonderful, really wonderful event where you can just kind of walk down the avenue and in establishments and outside. Bands are everywhere.
It's always kind of fun going to Appleton anyway. It's a fun city, and down on College Avenue, it's always a good place to take a walk and do a little shopping.
We are talking about things to do in Wisconsin in the summertime. I'm Joy Cardine, along with travel writer Gary Knowles, and this is the summertime edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. We will take your recommendations after the news. So what are you looking forward to doing? What do you recommend all of us listening check out? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to ideas@WPR.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. We'll listen a little bit to Paul Simon, who is headlining at Summerfest tonight in Milwaukee.
If you be my bodyguard, I can be your long-lost pal. I can call you Betty, Betty, when you call me. In the summertime, when the weather is high, you can stretch right up and touch the sky. When the weather's fine, you got women on your mind.
We are talking about the fun things to do in Wisconsin and around Wisconsin in the summertime. This is the summer edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. I'm Joy Cardine, along with travel writer Gary Knowles. Gary stops by with his list of recommended events and activities. We'll post that on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page so you can see the many, many different things going on in and around Wisconsin. And we ask you to add to the list on the air at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to ideas@WPR.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. You'll find a link on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page of a lot of photos that I took from my Tell Joy Where to Go travels throughout the springtime. And I will do the same at the end of summer when I visit all of the places you tell me where to go. Let's take some calls. Wayne in Hartford is with us. Hi, Wayne.
Good morning, Joy. Good morning, Gary.
Hey, Wayne.
I just had to take the opportunity to give you a call. July 7th through the 9th, you guys have actually been advertising it in Manitowoc, is the Subfest, the third annual Subfest.
Cool.
During World War II, my grandfather built submarines, and 50 years ago, I was a submarine sailor.
Wow.
And I'm having 15 or 20 of my old crew members coming to Manitowoc for the first reunion ever. And during Subfest, when you tour the submarine, it's manned by former submarine sailors, and you get the real inside story.
Well, that is great because, I mean, that's where you get the real stories about what's it like to dive, right?
That's correct.
Wayne, I give you a lot of credit. I have jumped out of airplanes. I try to be a very adventurous. One thing that scares me is being in a submarine because I don't know if I'm claustrophobic. Maybe. I don't think I'd be afraid to go to the one in Manitowoc and tour around there, but actually to be one in one underwater, that's kind of scary.
You know, if you tour the one in the Cobia, the USS Cobia in Manitowoc, if you tour it, you can't tell that you're not under the water.
Yeah, that's true. You don't
so
know.
So you can do a good test.
I am very fascinated by it, and I do want to do it. And don't they have sleepovers in that
sub every once
in a while?
They offer programs. Well, go ahead, Wayne.
I just want to say that if you plan on ever going through the Cobia, the weekend of the 7th through the 9th of July is the time because, like I said, it's manned with former submarine sailors. A lot of us are people like myself that actually served on a World War II submarine just like the Cobia, and we can really, really give you the inside stories.
Now, Wayne, you didn't serve during World War II, did you?
No, I was Vietnam.
I was going to say, though, that there were still, I was up there a few years ago, and there were still a few of the guys that were sailors from World War II. They have some really incredible stories.
Oh yeah, there really are. One of my favorite guys that I see every year, hopefully he'll be there again this year, got out of the Navy in 1949.
Whoa.
And, you know, as you said, the stories are absolutely incredible, just incredible. So, those guys in World War II were the bravest people I've ever met.
No kidding. Well, you know, they recruited kids off the farm, as some of them as young as 17 years old, who probably had never been out of the county, and they wound up becoming submariners, right?
Absolutely. You know, that's funny you mention that, too, because one of the when I was in the first got in the Navy, every single person I talked to in the submarine service always said that Manitowoc submarines were the best. Uh-huh. And after years of asking why, I finally found one old guy who told me, he said it was very simple. He said because the Manitowoc submarines were built by farmers, and they actually had to take the time and the detail to do it right because they weren't shipbuilders.
So,
and
Wayne,
so they built the best submarines in the world.
That is so good to know. Will you be there this weekend hanging out telling people stories?
I certainly will. It's next weekend, but I certainly will be there. I'll be there for the entire thing. And like I said, with about 15 or 20 members from my crew on the USS Bea.
Fantastic.
Wonderful. And I meant next weekend. And in fact, I mentioned that I have a class reunion in Appleton, but I don't have to be. It's not 24/7 in Appleton, and Manitowoc's just about a half an hour away. It's not that far away.
It's the 7th to the 9th, so you got a couple of days.
I can
slip off.
Right, and I plan on it. I'm going to put that on the list and try very hard to make it over there. So because I had that on the list for quite some time. So Subfest in Manitowoc, July 7th through the 9th. Thank you very much, Wayne. Maybe we'll see you there. Brad in Whitewater is with us next. Hi, Brad.
Hi, Brad.
Well, good morning, Joy.
Morning.
Most people don't know this, but Whitewater, Wisconsin is the hang gliding capital of the Midwest.
I didn't know that. So why is it the hang gliding capital of the Midwest?
Well, way back in 1992, I opened up a hang gliding park. I've since retired from teaching, and a very good friend of mine and former employee named Rick has taken over doing all of the lessons and rides. But 1992 was an interesting technological tipping point because we took some technology that was experimental and we perfected it to the point that it could go mainstream. And now we use ultralight airplanes, specially designed airplanes, to gently but firmly tow the hang gliders up into the sky over Whitewater.
Wow.
Holy cats.
Now, is this, Brad, was your business the one that would take people on a tandem hang gliding ride? I've seen that happening in that area, and I've been tempted to try that if somebody who knows what they're doing is with me.
Well, absolutely. Yeah, mm-hmm. We do have a rule, and that is at least one person on board has to know what they're doing.
Good.
That's reassuring, yeah.
And yes, the tandem hang glider is actually on a wheeled undercarriage, so it's so gentle and easy to do. We don't take off and land on our feet. We take off and land on wheels that even people with disabilities can participate.
Well, that's neat.
We've had little children go up for rides with our instructors. We've had, I think our oldest was a woman who was in her 80s who took a tandem hang gliding flight with one of our instructors. And for several years in the 1990s, there was a hang gliding for disabilities program at UW-Whitewater. A shout out to an old buddy named Mike Frogley who used to run that program.
Brad, thank you for calling, and thank you for reminding me that that, too, has been on my list for some time. And are you still involved in the business?
I'm involved in buying, selling, trading, repairing, maintaining hang gliding equipment, but my friend Rick has taken over all the lessons and rides. May I give you his website? It's simple.
Sure.
It's wisconsinhanggliding.com.
I'll remember that.
That's easy.
And one thing, do make sure that you spell hang gliding with a double G in the middle because it's the words hang and gliding run together. Hang ends with a G and gliding begins with a G.
Got it. Thank you so much.
WisconsinHangGliding.com.
It sounds great. Thanks very much for that suggestion. What about you? Do you have a suggestion of a fun summertime activity? And something that you can do in or around Wisconsin. This is the summertime edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. I ask you just about every week on this program to tell me where to go for a great Wisconsin experience. Now it is for the entire season of summer. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to ideas@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. So, hang gliding in Whitewater, the hang gliding capital of the Midwest. I shall check that out. Speaking of air adventures, Jerry on Facebook recommends the EAA Air Adventure in Oshkosh, which takes place July 24th through July 30th. He says it's his favorite event of the summer, and he's not alone now, Gary. That thing packs him in.
Yeah, it's one of mine as well, and I've got to say that this year would be a good year to go because it's going to be the Salute to Apollo. They haven't done one of those. I think 1994 was the last one, and in 1994, they had more Apollo astronauts that gathered there than I think any other celebration they'd had up to that time. And I'm hoping they get a bunch of them again this year, too. It should be really good. And it's always a lot of fun. 10,000 airplanes kind of makes for a nice party.
Yeah, that's I've been there before, but it's been a very, very long time. So speaking of transportation, I'm just looking across the radio board here at your shirt, Gary, Open Air Classic. You have an auto tour that you lead every summer, somewhere usually in the Midwest. And where are you going to go this year?
Well, we're bringing the topless tour to Middleton, Wisconsin. And we're going to be based in Middleton. And we're going to have 4 days of exploring Wisconsin's Baraboo Range area, kind of north and west out of Madison. And then we're going to head south and west into the Driftless region as well. And there's some really fantastic roads over there.
Yeah. So what time is this in August?
This is August the 17th to the 20th. And we limit the group, believe it or not, we limit it to 200 cars. And we usually have a few people on the waiting list. As of right now, there are still a few spots available. So if people are out there and interested in joining us, and if they have a convertible, yeah, that's the one thing you need is a convertible. OpenAirTours.com is our website, and you're welcome to go to it and download a registration form there and consider joining us.
You know that Rob has a Jeep that can turn into a convertible.
Yeah, I was going to say, you turn it into convertible. You guys ought to join us. Well, how about it? Why don't you put that on your
list? I think that would be a blast.
I think it'd be great. And Stephanie Klett's going to be joining us for the opening night. Yeah, that's right. So that'll be good.
And so how did this start? Why convertibles and open air tours?
Well, it's a long story, but I had a convertible and a friend of mine who is at Road America. We both had convertibles, and we said, you know, Wisconsin has got so many great roads, we should go explore a bunch of them, and we should do it in convertibles. And that kind of one thing led to another, and this will be our 25th consecutive annual tour. And so we've been doing it every year, every August, and it's a great, great tour, and great people. I've got to say, you're not going to meet any better people than convertible people. They're just friendly. They love travel and they like each other.
You know what, Gary? I saw a convertible on State Street about a month ago, or whenever Cows on the Concourse took place. And they also, I just kind of stumbled upon this event. It was classic cars on State Street or something.
Yeah, they have classics on State Street, and once a year they do that. There's some really exotic cars.
That was great. I haven't seen these old, and one of them was this 1959 convertible Corvette.
Cool. That's a beauty. Yeah. Those are beauties. Yeah.
I should have got that so I could go on your tour. But seriously, I'll see what Rob's got in mind on that.
Our motto is there are no bad convertibles. So if you want to cut the top off your car and join us, you do that.
All right. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to ideas@wpr.org. If you have a favorite summertime activity that you are looking forward to, something you'd like to recommend to everybody listening, something that you'd like to tell me to do, as this is the summertime edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. I take you up on many of your suggestions and check out activities and events in your neck of the woods, and usually report back like I did today and share some photos. Joanne in Neshkoro is with us. Hi, Joanne.
Hi, Joy. I'd like to tell you about the Blackhawk Folk Music Festival on Saturday, July 8th at the Mount Morristown Park. We're having such local Wisconsin artists like Tom Pease, Lou and Peter Berryman, Small Potatoes, Patchouli, and a couple others. There's
cool.
a 4-H food booth there, many artisan booths, local artisans. Bring lawn chairs, sunscreen, bug spray. It's just a great time. It starts at 10:30 in the morning with open mic and runs through 7. For more information, go to the website of blackhawkfolk.org, and you can see the map there and the whole program and learn a lot more about it. And we've almost always had a good day, so come and enjoy.
Great.
Well, that's great to hear. And you're going to have Peter and Lou Berryman, Lou and Peter Berryman.
Yeah, Lou and Peter, right.
And, you know, I heard that they're about to sort of wind down their traveling and their touring, so it's great that you're getting them in there. They're really a couple of Wisconsin icons, aren't they?
Well, all of these artists have played with us many times, and they love coming to Blackhawk because they like our audiences, so... So anyway, it's always a great time.
Sounds super.
I was just looking. Thank you very much, Joanne. I was looking because I know that we have a song by Lou and Peter Berryman in our computer, and I was hoping to find it because they do a lot of Wisconsin-oriented songs. They're really hilarious, too.
They're fantastic. Yeah, if you ever get a chance to hear them, and it would be well worth going to that festival to hear them because they will be people that you want to say, I heard them.
Jane emails, and she recommends Life Fest, which is a Christian music festival in Oshkosh, July 6th through the 9th. So thank you very much, Jane.
Well,
so,
that's great.
All sorts of music.
Yeah, and, you know, there's another good music thing going on. We mentioned Big Top before. They have put together an Opry, you know, like Grand Old Opry, and they did one that was just their Opry show, which was wonderful. And they now have one that's the Outlaw Years, they call it. And, of course, they're featuring, like, Merle Haggard and Johnny Cash and some of those people. They have a performance going on September 1st. They'll be doing that up at Big Top up in Bayfield. So if you're headed up that way, you might want to check that one out, Joy.
I will. Brian in Mount Horeb emails, and he says, the Driftless Historium is a brand new history campus and tourist destination in downtown Mount Horeb that tells the story of living at the edge of the Driftless region of Wisconsin. The museum's store features an exclusive ice cream called Troll Tracks. I love that because Mount Horeb is known to have the trolls.
It's the troll capital,
and
that's for sure.
Yeah, ice cream, that sounds great. This ice cream is made by the UW-Platteville Dairy Sciences Department, and it has been tested by Brian, and he reports it is delicious.
Well, then it's worth trying for sure. I think I'll have to get out there and try that.
That is great, and I had not heard of this. It sounds really neat, a new history campus
it
in Mount Horeb, and that you're going to be driving around that Driftless region, so you can check it out.
Our tour will run through that area, so maybe we'll stop at that place and see if we can get a sample.
Let's take one more call from Kenneth in Janesville before we have to check news. Hi, Kenneth.
Hello. I'd like to announce the Polka Days in Pulaski, Wisconsin.
Fun.
Oh, wow.
From the 20th to the 23rd of July, where polka bands from all over the United States will be playing. It's a great time celebrating Wisconsin's music.
I love, I mean, I've not been to Pulaski's Polka Days. It has come up on the show before. We have done shows on polka music and Pulaski's
Polaski,
Polka Days.
They've got a great pavilion up there, don't they? That they perform in. That's a big, it's a wooden pavilion, I believe, right?
Right. It's a
beautiful
great
place.
Great big dance hall and,
So do you know who maybe the headliner is, Kenneth?
There are so many. I know the New Generation and the Polka Rhythms and Chad Kutbelski and the there's so many. I can't.
Yeah, no, that's. I didn't mean to put you on the spot. I know that one of the shows we did, it was a documentary on polka music that was airing on Wisconsin Public Television, and about the history of polka music in Wisconsin, but also the reaching out to younger listeners for trying to interest younger listeners into what is called happy music. So,
Pulaski is the place to
go. Pulaski's Polka Fest, July 20th through the 23rd. Thanks. We're going to check news, and then we'll be back. This is Tell Joy Where to Go in the Summer here on the Ideas Network.
We're all going on a summer holiday. No more working for a week or two. Fun and laughter.
This is the summertime edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. I'm Joy Cardine with Gary Knowles. Gary is the president of the Midwest Travel Journalists Association, and he joins us each season with his list of recommended events, things to do, places to go in and around Wisconsin. We have posted that on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page, and we are taking your recommendations on air as well. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to ideas@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Looking for some events and activities that you want us to check out this summer anywhere in the state of Wisconsin, be they music festivals or art festivals or any kind of festival. We welcome your questions and your recommendations for Gary Knowles. So, Gary, you have a you have some other unusual events. Is there some kind of watermelon festival going on in Baraboo?
Yeah, the Circus World Museum up there. It's a great place to visit anytime. On the 6th and 7th, they have what they call their Watermelon Day at Circus World. And when I first heard of it, I thought, well, you know, watermelon and pink lemonade, and it all kind of goes together, I guess. But this is because they bring in watermelons, which are amusements for their elephants and tigers and other animals up there who like to slap them around. And they eat them, I guess, too. Some of them actually eat these things. And it's called Watermelon Day. And they say it's pretty amusing to watch this. So the 6th and 7th are Watermelon Days at Circus World in Baraboo. And well worth going up there and checking that one out.
Yeah, that sounds pretty good. You know, I forgot to mention that I did follow up on it was a listener suggestion for Tell Joy Where to Go for the springtime. And I did go just last weekend. We went to the Big Cat Rescue in the Wisconsin Dells area. It's in Rock Springs, which is, well, it's not, I guess it's sort of west of Baraboo. So,
yeah.
But that was really very, very interesting. These were, you know, maybe from roadside zoos or people who actually had them as pets, and they're all rescued.
How many do they have there? A bunch of them?
Oh, boy, I would say that they had at least a dozen. Yeah.
Neat.
Yeah,
neat.
So that was very interesting. So, yeah, you should check that out online. And apparently not a lot of people know about this place.
Wisconsin's got so many of those neat things that somebody says it, and all of a sudden you realize, oh, yeah, we've got one of those, too.
Yeah.
And we have stuff going on.
We have Matt in Washburn emails. The Shawamigan Bay Area is the gem of this state. Don't broadcast this, though. It will get all mucked up with travelers.
He's right. It is the gem of the state, and it's too late, Matt. I think a lot of people know about it, and a lot more are going to know about it, so enjoy the company.
Yeah. Didn't you have some other events happening up in that neck of the woods?
Well, we had the Big Top Chautauqua music things going on. The 4th of July, if you're looking for a really good small town unusual celebration for Independence Day, you could do no better than to go to La Pointe and get over to Madeline Island and catch their 4th of July parade over there. It's probably one of the most creative little parades you're ever going to see. And it's just they have a bunch of people who are artists and a bunch of people who are sort of wandering lost sailors, but they make up a really good little parade that would probably be right at home in Key West.
Yeah.
And it's a great place to celebrate. After the parade is over, they have kind of contemporaneous speaking going on down in the public square, patriotic speeches and interesting stuff. And then they have usually a softball game and just a lot of fun being on the island.
Yeah. So Gary, you suggest for your assignment for me for Tell Joy where to go in the summer is this watermelon festival in Baraboo. What else do you have for me?
I have another option for you, and that's coming up the 1st and 2nd of July, actually, just coming right up here. In Madison, there's going to be the log rolling competition. And I don't know if you're a log roller or not. I know you've got a bum ankle, but you probably don't want to get out there on the log.
Not this weekend, no.
but it might be kind of fun to watch it. And that'll be taking place in Madison the 1st and 2nd.
Yeah, so. And I have watched that festival before, and I met the woman who is a log rolling champion. One of the best log rollers in the country, if not the world, is from Madison. So
yeah. And it's amazing, you know. And that's a tough sport. You got to really have a good sense of balance and not be afraid of the water.
yeah, that's right. And I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid of the water. My bum ankle should get better. Just for listeners, I sprained my ankle when I was on vacation. I happened to be in Bali, in Indonesia, right. And I sprained my ankle. And it's getting better, but I'm kind of limping around a little bit for another couple of weeks, probably.
I got one more thing for you too, and that's Port Washington, and that's on the 15th of July. They have Fish Day taking place up there, and they have one of the world's biggest fish fries, but all kinds of music, and they've got Crank the Radio is going to be playing there, the Rhythm Kings, Reverend Raven and the Chainsmoking Altar Boys. So it's going to be a lot of fun in Port Washington.
Is that when they have the world's largest fish fry? Is that this festival?
I think that's what they call it, the world's largest one-day fish fry.
Yeah.
And it's going to be taking place there. The Eddie Butts Band is going to be playing. They have a fish-eating contest. And
I also saw on your list, Port Washington and that world's largest fish fry always has been of interest to me. But I see on the other end of the state, on the Mississippi River in Trumbull, Catfish Days is going on as well. So
Catfish Days will be a lot of fun as well. And Trumbull is a neat place to visit. It's so beautiful over there.
Yeah, it is. Lots going on. One more call as we are running out of time. Brandon in Neillsville has a suggestion. Hi, Brandon.
Hello. There's a location just west of Neillsville called the Neillsville High Ground War Memorials. And per acreage, it's one of the largest war memorials in the nation. And they have well over 30 to 40 displays from different wars. And they have my favorite event that they did the first time last year. They have a West Coast Memorial Wall, a Canadian War Memorial Wall, and an East Coast War Memorial Wall that travel the country. But they all came together for the first time this last year. And there's well over a few thousand people that came through the weekend. And it's a good hike to go through the grounds, yeah. And they have an audio tour that lasts a few hours, and it's quite a good experience.
I was there once, but I didn't know about this audio tour. That would be great, Brandon. So there's some building where you can get a recorder or something.
Yeah, there's a big pavilion right there, which mm-hmm. is usually manned almost every day of the week by a volunteer. And you go in. And you have to go to the website. I can't remember the day of the tour this year of the event for the walls, but they do several events through the whole summer.
Thank you so much, Brandon. Gary, we have less than a minute. Is there another event that you think that everybody should know about before we come to a close?
Well, the State Water Ski Championships are taking place the 20th to the 23rd, and that's in Wisconsin Rapids. And that ought to be really good. We have some really great water skiers in this state. And if you want to see them in action, head up to Wisconsin Rapids July 20 to 23. That'll be a really good one.
And I know, Gary, you'll be back for another edition of Tell Joy Where to Go for the fall, probably sometime around sometime in September.
Sure.
So we'll talk to you then. Thanks very much.
Sounds good. Thank you, Joy.
It is now time for Wisconsin Life, and here is executive producer Erica Janik.
Spring Green has a lot going for it. It's one of the reasons Marnie Dresser loves living there, though sometimes dealing with the tourists leaves a little bit to be desired.
When my son was still small enough to ride in a stroller, I liked to make up little songs to keep him entertained. He was a late talker, so it was mostly me singing to him, although occasionally he'd sing along. One time we were walking in Spring Green and came across a cluster of tourists, and he sang out at the top of his sweet little toddler lungs, "Thank you for your money, now go home. Thank you for your money, now go home." On the scale of displeasure to pleasure of living in a tourist town, I vacillate between ambivalence and pleasure. Well, actually, I hover over pleasure most of the season and dip down to ambivalence now and then. There are the permanent attractions, Taliesin, APT, great food, and then there are several times a year when Spring Green is swamped with extra people, a.k.a. tourists. There's Bob Fest and Beetle Fest, both held at the Spring Green Cafe and General Store, which I live very near. And there's a car show in August, but the swampiest is the Spring Green Art Fair at the end of June. In the days prior, art fair workers spray paint booth numbers, and the police put notices on cars reminding them they can't park on the street beginning the evening before the fair. This is just the tippy top of the iceberg of all the work that's gone on all year to make the event a success. Then, like giant mushrooms, booths begin popping up all down the street. There's something for everyone at the art fair, and it's good stuff. We particularly like the pottery and the stained glass. One really nice stained glass artist has been in front of our house the whole time we've lived here. The drawbacks are manageable, but they're there. Over the years, at various Spring Green events, we've had people park in our backyard parking spot, pee in our yard, smoke pot in our yard, and wow, extra people mean extra dogs, and extra dogs mean extra poopage in our yard. Plus, I've gotten in touch with my introvert side over the years, and sometimes I just freak out to see so many people so close by. Still, the pros do outweigh the cons. One art fair, my husband and I were sitting on our front porch, people watching, when a nice-looking, middle-aged woman wandered up our front walk. She looked this way and that, admiring the flowers bordering the walk. I thought she was going to knock on our screen door, and I was about to say hello when she stopped at the front steps and shoved an index finger so far up her nose, I think she touched her brain. But one trip up didn't do it. She stood there and picked and picked and picked her nose like a hard rock miner. Finally, she was done and turned around and walked back down our walk. She made it two or three steps back onto the main sidewalk when I exploded, having held my breath pretty much the whole time she was digging. She gave just the tiniest little hop and kept on walking. I can't promise a scene like this if you come to the art fair. It's only happened once in the 16 summers we've been here. But Spring Green is an awfully interesting little town, and I'm happy to share it with however many people show up.
Marnie Dresser is a writer and professor at UW-Richland County. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Television in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Find more Wisconsin Life on our website, wisconsinlife.org, and on Facebook. I'm Erica Janik.
And thank you very much, Erica. And thanks to producers Chris Molina and Brianne Chasso, Naija Ellison, and Michelle Johnson. And thank you for listening, and thanks for all of your Tell Joy Where to Go assignments. I will follow through. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.
Milwaukee, Wausau, Wauwatosa, Wapon, Watertown, Waterloo, Whitewater, Whitefish, State Manor, Swiss Waters, Climate.
I've been over there. Hey, smelled that dairy air. Hey, once a bottle clear. Hey, thought I saw a bear. Hey, I had a creep up at State Fair. Hey, I've been over there.
I've been to Allen's Grove, Emerald Grove, Cedar Grove, Union Grove, Soldier's Grove, Hales Corners, Slade's Corners, Abel's Corners, Newport Corners, Pipersville, Pittsville, Deansville, Deansville, Reeseville, Janesville, Platteville, Orphanville, Footville, Blanchville, Plainville, Plainfield, Nutterville, Butternut, Ovenville.